And finally, I just wanted to wrap up with a completely different story, which is about mutant mosquitoes. And the headline being Mutant Mosquitoes Don't Smell. What's this story about?
OK, so this is research that was carried out by Leslie Vossel, who's a neurobiologist at Rockefeller University in New York. Her lab a few years ago was studying Drosophila. And
these are little fruit flies.
So these are little fruit flies, which have been the standard lab tool for geneticists for a good century. And they're really easy to study genetically and to modify and to look at how genetic modifications change their behaviour. And they were able to genetically modify some fruit flies that that lost their sense of smell. And they did this by mutating a single gene that makes a protein that forms a complex with all the smell receptors in the Drosophila's antennae, so their version of the nose. And without this co-receptor, the smell receptors don't form a functioning protein. Now, they've been able to translate this research into mosquitoes, into the mosquito Aedes aegypti, which is the mosquito that carries dengue and yellow fever. They showed that they were able to genetically modify this protein in the mosquito as well. And the interesting thing then was that the mutant mosquitoes weren't able to discriminate between humans and guinea pigs, which normally mosquitoes would be able to do.
Bad news for the guinea pigs.
Absolutely. So as to sort of feel the guinea pig's pain, there was also a human experiment in which Professor Vossel volunteered herself to take part in this, which was to offer the mutant mosquitoes a normal human arm and one that's been slathered in DEET, which is the components of many insect repellents. And what was interesting was the mutant mosquitoes weren't repelled by DEET, which is what normal mosquitoes would be.
It was interesting as well because they couldn't tell the difference between an arm that smelt of DEET and one that didn't. But when they got onto the arm, they really didn't like it and they went away. So maybe DEET's having another effect that's not just smell too.
Yeah, so rather than carrying on and feeding, they were eventually repulsed when they were actually in direct contact, so perhaps through the taste pathway. This is building up a body of knowledge and it could really help with sort of a new generation of insect repellents. And it's worth pointing out that this protein called ORCO, which is the co-receptor, is found in all insects as well, so it could be transferred to other disease-carrying insects. And I just think it's a great example of how playing about with fruit flies and studying their genes, and perhaps that's seen as something that doesn't have much of an endpoint, can be translated, and now we're really seeing the fruits of that fundamental knowledge.
Thanks, Matt. That's Dr. Matt Kaiser, and now here's a roundup of the rest of this month's genetics news.